Loved ones. Yes. Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Thank you so much for coming by. Neighborhood Love Radio, we play the finest, only the finest, in soul, funk, light dusting of hip-hop and reggae from time to time. Got some new music for you tonight from the Lions, from Los Angeles, the beautiful Lions. Mungo's Hi-Fi. Some new music from Mark Ronson, featuring Mystical. Jay Felix. And D'Angelo, of course. I'm going to start you off with Marvin Gaye. Time to Get It Together from the Here My Dear record, 1978.
Jesus said time would heal all wounds.
Time.
But we have to live right to get the time.
I'll change.
mankind. I've been racing against time, trying my best to find a way to change my world in just one day.
I can dig it, I can dig it.
Cold-blooded out there, man. I've been fooling around a long time.
Yeah, I've been trying to hit the big one, baby.
Got to learn, man. Got to learn, because life ain't beat it.
Like the rest of mankind, I've been racing against time, trying my best to find my way, change this world in just one day. Going cook all of my nose, getting in and out my clothes, fooling around with midnight hoes, but that chapter of my life goes. From the day you're born till the day you're in the prime,
I've got to say, cause I've got
I'm in love with you.
D'Angelo and his band The Vanguard from the Black Messiah record, his third studio record. Only took him 14 years to put it out. Progressive, eclectic. What do you think? I like it. I like that whole record back to front. This is new music from Jay Felix. Lady T is the name of the tune. It comes out on the 19th. Music from Jay Felix, Lady T was the name of the tune. From his 101 Reasons, his debut LP out January 19th on the True Thoughts label. Producer, multi-instrumentalist, Jay Felix, a.k.a. Joe Newman. Prior to that, we heard D'Angelo and his band, The Vanguard. D'Angelo and The Vanguard. From his latest record out December. Way back in last year, 2014, Black Messiah was the name of the record. Really Love is the name of the tune. And we started off the set. Mr. Marvin Gaye, the one and only. Time to Get It Together was the name of the tune from the Here My Dear album. The deluxe edition. The only one. 1978, as I mentioned. He recorded that from his studio in Los Angeles. The entire subject matter of that particular record was about the fallout of his marriage. It was his album that didn't do so well because it really wasn't a good time and feel good record like a lot of people were used to. Upon reflection, and if you know his story and look at his entire body of work, it really was a genius record. Personal and creative. Artistic. And it bumps. Anyway, that was a set. That brings us up to present time, right here, right now, with me and you. Thank you so much for coming by again, loved ones. This is Neighborhood Love Radio, the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, which is a website devoted to street culture, music, food, fashion, etc. Right now, if you check out neighborhood-love.com, you're going to see an interview with Northern California artist Victor Malagon. He's a great artist who's been given a lot of other artists shine and props as he came up. The founder of neighborhood-love.com, gets a chance to sit down and chop it up with him and ask questions of the artist who's been putting out a quality magazine along with street level quality artwork of his own. Also on the site, neighborhood-love.com, you can check out the that little old shop button right there and see what we got to offer you. T-shirts, stickers, skateboard decks, books, all kinds of goodies. Check it out. Christmas is over. It's time to be good to yourself, man. Check out neighborhood-love.com. Coming up in the set, let's see, I'm going to start you out with Tyrone Davis. Love Bones is the name of the tune. He's an artist who's pretty popular in his day, but I don't think his popularity has really carried over like, say, Marvin Gaye has. Love Bones is the name of the tune I'm going to play for you from 1970. After that, new music from Mark Ronson. That brand new record, man, is pretty good. It was released last Monday. Bringing some soul and funk back to popular music. I'm sure there's a one tune he did with Bruno Mars, which is a fucking banger. And there's going to probably be a couple other ones that you may or may not get sick of just because of the radio airplay. That's fine. That's A-okay. So I chose to play a tune off the record called Feel Right, featuring Mystical. And when you hear it, you'll know why you won't be able to hear that on regular old regulated terrestrial radio. On the record, Mr. Mark Ronson collaborates with Kevin Parker, the aforementioned Bruno Mars, Stevie Wonder. He does a couple tunes with Stevie Wonder. Nothing wrong with that. After that, I'm going to play you Mungo's Hi-Fi. Did a record with Prince Fatty. Prince Fatty versus Mungo Hi-Fi. Mungo's Hi-Fi is a dub reggae outfit out of Glasgow, Scotland. Divorce is the name of the tune. And I'm going to wrap up the set with a good one. 1964, Wendy Renee. She was later known as Mary Cross. But she released this tune under her first artist name, Wendy Renee. After Laughter Comes Tears, man. It's a good one, man. It's a deep one. I think you're going to dig it. So, you know, get out that liquid eyeliner. Tease up that hair. It'll be time for some of that good teeny bopper heartbreak.
come quello io ti ammazzo.
Tu non puoi darmi ordini, io faccio quello che voglio come te, capito?
Stammi
a sentire.
Devi restare a casa, hai capito?
Non sono una bambina, posso badare
no,
me.
No,
devi
no,
andare
no,
in giro
no,
con gli uomini, vestita così, per farti guardare, per farti mettere le mani addosso.
Wendy Renee, After Laughter Comes Tears. A cool tune, man, 1964. Before that, we heard Mungo's Hi-Fi meets Prince Fatty. Divorce is the name of the tune. From the Mr. Bongo Worldwide record. Before that, we heard Mark Ronson featuring Mystical. Feels right. Kind of a James Brown sort of a feel on that one, wouldn't you say? We start off the set with Tyrone Davis. Love Bones. Some good classic soul right there. Love Bones, a couple events coming up. Saturday, February 7th. Gracias Por Nada. It's an art show out in Reseda featuring a lot of good quality artists, man. You know Reseda. Right there, smack dab in the middle of the San Fernando Valley. It's a website, it's an art show devoted to skate, San Fernando Valley skate culture. We all know the story of Dogtown and Z-Boys, but that's sort of where it started, but it flourished in the San Fernando Valley. Big part of the market. So this is basically a art show dedicated to that skateboard-inspired art. So you're going to see skateboard decks, paintings, photography. A lot of great participating artists, including yours truly, Johnny Scott Gramercy. Also in the mix there is DJ Ripoff and Lady Petrol. Great artists here like Aaron Stone, Eric Evans, Jennifer Corson, JoJo Ackerman. There's really too many to name right now. It's just, it's going to be an event. I highly recommend you go there. And check it out. When you go to the door, make sure you tell them that you heard about it on Neighborhood Love Radio. Will you do that for me, loved ones? Thank you. A little bit after that, on Saturday, February 21st, down the road here at Salon de la Plaza at 1866 East 1st Street. One Night Stand Art Show. It's an art event in which artists from all over get to show off their best work. It's just a quick sort of pop-up show. It is an 18 and over event because I believe they're going to have a fair amount of body painting and such. No theme to the artwork. I like that. I'm tired of themed art shows. Gotta be honest. This is just bring your latest and greatest. Bring your best. And loved ones, the people involved in this, like Sketch Navarro, Jake Prendez, Edmundo Duran. Like, these people don't fuck around when they put on an event. They always have a great assemblage of artists and a great event. There's always a pretty little East LA Latina girls hanging out. That's on Saturday, February 21st at the Salon de la Plaza. For more information on that one, just do a little Facebook search, a One Night Stand. And for the other show I was talking about, Gracias Por Nada, likewise, check it out on Facebook. Gracias Por Nada, the San Fernando Valley Skate Culture. That's on February 7th. Loved ones, my name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'm very lucky and privileged to be your host and selector. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, you can always feel free to email me at radiosancho@gmail.com. What's up, Mark? radiosancho@gmail.com is my email address. You got some music that you want me to play for the loved ones? Consider me your conduit. What's up, Mark?
Oh, hi, Johnny. How are you?
Good. My buddy Mark here. He's host of the Dark Mark Show.
Yes.
It comes on. If you're listening to the live show on Thursdays, it's his show that comes on right after mine.
Yes, it is.
There's always a fair amount of talk about boobies.
Speaking of that, my co-host Josie Cat is back from Europe, so.
Yes.
I think she'll be wearing a Cleavage-bearing outfit, so it'll be nice. And next week,
yes.
Not only will Josie be in there, but somebody who might possibly have larger breasts than her, if that's possible, mm-hmm. Lenora Claire.
Okay.
You know Lenora Claire? You're in the art world.
Enlighten me, please.
Huh?
No, I don't.
Oh, Lenora Claire is, she's an art curator. She's a filmmaker. She's she does a lot of things. She's sort of like the Andy Warhol of the LA Underground in a weird way.
No shit.
Club promoter. She's actually working on a documentary about fart jokes now. And she interviewed Bobcat Goldthwait, and she's got some big stars there. But she's, I think Jessica Rabbit, but true to life. Red and curvy all over.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
So she's not just a...
she's not just a pretty face and a nice rack.
Not just a set of cans, yeah.
Yeah, she's been around the RG for a long time. She was featured on USA's Characters. She was one of LA Weekly's top fascinating people in LA. Uh-huh. She's great. They've described her as P.T. Barnum. They've described her as Andy Warhol, mm-hmm. Jessica Rabin. She's all that and more. And mm-hmm. next week, not only is she'll be here, Richie Ramone.
Oh, no shit.
The drummer of the Ramones in the 80s will be here.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. hey, real fast, this is Lions, but I just want to say I picked up your record via Amazon.
And oh, I appreciate that.
Speaking of breasts, man, you got a great story about dating a girl with mismatched breasts.
I love that, yeah. Are you into mismatched breasts? I like it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I like them all, big, small, pointy.
Asymmetrical, it's fine. I like it.
Hey, love joining us. This is The Lions from Los Angeles from their brand new record called Soul Riot. It's out February 10th.
They call us terrorists and derelicts in a war that never ceases.
They try to kill our dreams and spill our blood.
And the poor is getting poorer.
Take the things you
they need. Wanna kill our dreams and steal our love.
And the poor is getting poorer.
Waiting for the clouds to open.
more from Jimmy Cliff. This is Toots and the Maytals, the classic. Thank you so much for coming by. We're going to wrap. As always, you can catch me for the live show on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Stick around for Dark Mark coming up next. He's looking fly in his red suit. I can't wait. Thank you, loved ones.